When the only grocery store in Baldwin, Florida closed last year, this town of less than 2,000 struggled to lure a new chain in. And then Baldwin, a rural community about 20 miles west of Jacksonville, became like a lot of inner city neighborhoods, a food desert. But in September, Baldwin opened its own store. Everyone from the cashiers to the people stocking the shelves on the city payroll. And Baldwin's not unique. Publicly owned grocery stores are popping up in rural areas across the country, including in Kansas, where a grocery owned by the city of Caney is set to open next year. David Proctor is director of the Rural Grocery Initiative at Kansas State University. David, tell us about the store opening in Kansas.
Well, the town is about the same size as Baldwin. There's actually another town just up the road from Caney called, the town's name is St. Paul, and they have had a community-owned store, much like Baldwin, for the past 3 years.
Yeah.
These are rural communities. Like Baldwin, they have struggled to find a single entrepreneur or a small regional grocery chain that might come in. And so they have moved to this model of grocery ownership.
Well, let's be clear. This isn't like a co-op when you say community-owned. This isn't like a co-op where people pay in and then get bags of whatever the crop is. This is literally a city-owned. This is a branch of the city?
Right. So the city commission in St. Paul and in Caney have voted to say, yes, we will own and run this grocery store, much like a utility in the town. And so what they are finding is that, like many other services that are necessary for a town to survive, access to food is a public good that the city is willing to invest in.
Well, as we mentioned, it's sort of the opposite, the complete opposite of the food deserts that we know exist in inner city areas where large chains don't, you know, want to bother opening a store. These are rural areas, but the same kind of problem. I mean, they might have to drive 30 miles to get to a Walmart. You know, as food has become supersized in these super chains, there's no super chain that's going to plop down in the middle of a town of 2,000. Talk about the loss of family-owned grocery stores, who I'm imagining a lot of them are put out of business by the super chains.
Right. So our initiative has done surveys of the challenges that small-town grocery owners face. And the number one challenge is competition from corporate-owned stores. But also one of the more recent significant challenges to these small-town grocery stores are dollar stores that are popping up inside their small community.
Right. Is there an irony here, David, that we're talking about rural, usually conservative areas? And these are, as we say, government-run grocery stores. Why, that's socialism.
You know, I think that what you find in these small towns is that you have people that have lived their entire lives, I mean, for generations in these small communities. They are truly invested in doing whatever they can to make sure that that town survives. Mm-hmm. In fact, what we have found from the work that we're doing is that increasingly as stores transition, as grocery stores change ownership, they are moving towards some sort of community-supported enterprise. It could be this community-owned, city-owned grocery store, but it could be other models as well.
David Proctor, director of the Rural Grocery Initiative at Kansas State University. Thanks so much.
Glad to have the conversation. Thank you.